If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Nerd Talk Plus is a work of fiction by idiots. Nothing said within this episode should be taken as scientific fact, life advice, or even honesty. We should probably recommend against listening at all. Since you're here, no getting mad about this very dumb thing without the express written consent of Major League Centaurs.
Centaurs!
Nerd Talk, talking about Nerd Talk, yeah!
What's up, nerds? As heard on 107.7 The End in Seattle, hello, I'm Gregor, and welcome to my ridiculous Nerd Talk, only longer and dumber. This is Nerd Talk Plus. The trick is, you gotta start when they don't expect it, because then they don't talk over you starting. That's how this... You don't understand how many takes I usually have to do to get this thing off the ground.
No, just do the one.
We have a special introduction today for Brandon.
What? Who's not here?
This is my daily message to Brandon. F*** you, Brandon! I hope you f***ing shit yourself today! You f***ing know what you did, Brandon.
Now, no one mentioned that to him if he is to join us, and then that way, if he is to listen, he'll hear the special message.
Oh, yes.
Also, if you hear this message and you want to message Brandon the same sentiment, you can do so on Discord or via social media, and you can find that at nerdtalkplus.com, our website that is just a link tree that takes you to how to find us on all of these places. He's the official AI for Latina, Goth, well, all women to send nudes to for sex. He's not wearing anything under those karate pants.
Yes.
Except maybe a Spam Musubi. He's not wearing a shirt. But he is a birthday cake and a fireworks factory. The Mandarin Floridian, hello, all the way from not quite Miami, Florida, at Siege.
Hola, Wanjang Howdy, Chelama. What's the one you wanted me to? Oh, yeah. Whoa, I die nigh. Can I pet your cat?
That means you like big boobs. Is that what it was again? Giant knockers?
Yeah. I like giant knockers.
That, because of Siege, showed up in my algorithm recently, so I sent it to him. He was like, yeah.
That, of course, it was because of me.
Yeah, the one person who spends all his time on Chinese social media.
And
do you ever get on Red Note anymore, Siege? Is that what it's called? Red Book? Red Note?
Yeah, Red Note. Yeah, I'm on Xiaohongshu. Yes, I'm on Xiaohongshu.
Thank you.
I participate with my group chat of Chinese folks and all friends all around the world.
Well, never I hope stop, you can use the huge knockers thing in that chat because they'll...
Oh, I use a whole bunch of weird stuff in there. I ask everybody where the bathroom is all the time.
And if you could pet their cat.
Yes.
All right, then there's Gravy. None of us a scientist, engineer, or supervillain, but if you are, let us know what we get wrong, perhaps even what we get right. You can find us online, like I said before. Our website is nerdtalkplus.com, but if you click it, it just takes you to our link tree, so you can find our social media. You can find where to get to the podcast, even though you're already hearing it, so that's weird. You can figure out how to get online to leave reviews or say sexy things about Siege. nerdtalkplus.com.
I haven't checked anything this week, so
I certainly haven't. So we read like at least four last week. Okay, that's like we're covered for like
that
a long
insane.
Time. Yeah, that was good. I even had one last week. That was crazy.
Yeah, what was that all about?
That's weird. Yeah, it's Ramona who messaged me, and I like her, and so it was easy to remember that I had to talk about it, and so yeah,
I get you, buddy.
Siege and I recorded something that we haven't even told Gravy about it, I don't think. We recorded something new and fun that will hopefully drop either later this week or next. We're just going to leave it at that, but it's expected to be all of the things of this podcast extended into a new recording, which should be fun with more visuals. So I'll leave it.
Yes, but it also somehow has nothing to do with Nerd Talk Plus.
It's like Correct? Everything and nothing at once. What a
time. Yeah. It's somewhere adjacent to the Nerdverse.
Yeah. It's just us speed f***ing to see who can win the race.
And it's going to be on YouTube.com/nerdtalk.
I'm worried
it's not
going
to be behind a paywall. It'll be free.
I'm worried that you actually have that for us, and I don't want to I don't want to investigate. So what's going on with you, CJ? Anything cool this week?
Actually, I lied. Now I do have something that somebody wrote back in. So last week, Snowman707 had said something about hamster balls and Zorbs or whatever. So he writes back to us on that on last episode.
Wait, hold on. Zorb is the thing where you put on the giant, like...
The giant rubber ball that you can just kind of live in.
I thought of another example of people who do that. It's different, but same is what the Flaming Lips do at their concerts.
Where oh, they get yes.
The giant inflatable thing and then run around in the crowd.
Did you see the thing that... I think it was Katy Perry. She was in like a giant inflatable.
You want to talk about giant Zorbs? Hey, yeah.
Well, her giant Zorbs were in a giant bottle type Zorb. And her fans, she was supposed to be passed across the top of the fans to the stage. And the fans wouldn't pass her to the stage. They like had to get people out there telling her, no, this way.
I laugh, but also it's sadly because somebody's hoping that like they could be like, if we just turn her just right, I could touch her butt.
Yeah.
Like, that's what's happening, right?
Yeah. Because there was enough videos from under that thing to perfectly exemplify everything that you're talking about.
I got onto creepy Japanese man with camera in his briefcase trying to film upskirts of gals TikTok the other day.
Oh, so I don't know why. Don't blame that one on me.
No, I'm still blaming that one on you. That's for sure.
I'll take it. I'll allow it.
But yeah, that's people are creeps like that. So
yeah, we're all gross.
Yeah, it was now that to be clear, what I was seeing was not the footage. Okay. It was people shaming the people doing the filming.
Oh, okay. So you're the valiant white knight of the Japanese train.
No way, dog. I don't know their laws. I'm
you're
not going to
taking your own pictures.
Well, but me, I'm like, oh, that's a pretty cool train handle. Again, my pictures are all train adjacent. Look at that button. It makes a fun noise. Let's push that.
Yes. I love
that. It's a snowman.
Oh, yeah, snowman. I went back, found it. My ADD brain heard it wrong. Turns out you didn't mention hamster balls at all. You mentioned hamster wheels. When it comes to making babies in space and creating artificial gravity, also Zorbs can be used to get fully inside and roll down a hill. But don't do it out of the country because people have definitely died rolling off of cliffs. Cool.
Wow.
I mean, now, that's more reason for me to do it.
Did you say out of the country? Maybe like it was like if you're out in the wilderness and then
like
you
there's
go
no, out of the country. Like if we're, you know, we're going to do it in some like, sham roadside business.
Yeah do it where there's safety guidelines is what I think is the suggestion.
Yeah, not, safety's not for me.
Not straight into the Columbia Valley Gorge.
See, if there is if there is a gorge or a cliff or a mountain nearby, I'm more likely to do it. I want to take advantage of the situation.
Gravy sent a thing about a hiker going missing after lightning strikes a volcano. And it's like, has anyone heard from Gerg? And I was like, that's an option. I could die of lightning lava. That's awesome. I'm moving to there.
I'm jealous.
Where was it? It was in Italy or something. Yeah, that's Italy. You get good food on the way. Guys, is my misery in life, other than my, inability to heal, to allow myself to heal, is it also because I don't live close enough to Italy or somewhere that is delicious or crazy?
First off, Italy's not real. We know that.
Italy is Europe's Florida, so it is very real, okay? Both of them, the dongs of the country. Yeah, yeah, only theirs is weirder.
I mean, you're going
wearing
off
a shoe
shape
on its foot.
Alone.
Yeah, obviously.
Okay. I was going to think, what's more, like, there's probably Berlin is closer to Florida
in behavior.
Yeah. It's a lot of crazy.
No. No. If we wanted to, it would be like Bulgaria or something like that. Where
Bulgaria.
Yeah.
We're trying to find a Baltic state. Maybe.
I'm just suggesting somewhere where like the internet the internet videos were the best, you know, like 10 years ago, because
that's true.
It was our first
Russia considered Asia or Europe?
Bulgaria?
No, is Russia considered Asia or Europe?
I think it's considered Asia. But I don't know. Gravy.
See the mic sliding over in front of his face. Let's go geopolitical gravy.
Oh, he doesn't know.
Oh, but man.
Look, Dr. Poli Sci doesn't know what the world's superpowers are.
Uh-oh, here he comes.
I'm sorry. Here he comes. No.
No?
No, he's not allowed to talk.
Oh, okay. Good. Yeah. We the audience wants it that way.
All right. I'm just going to mark this and take all of this out because this is terrible.
Yes. Great. Thank you.
Okay. Last week when I was going back to edit the pod, none of the markers saved, so I couldn't. I had to like listen to every word.
You had to listen to our own show. How
terrible. Then edit it and then figure out, be like, wait, was I paying attention? Did I miss something? And then like one of the time, I don't know what it was. One of the times I wasn't paying attention and I did miss something.
Oh.
So it was like, not great. So
cool.
I need to potentially watch.
What was it? Should you repeat it right here?
No, I can't remember, to be fair. like Snowman being like, actually, it wasn't Zorbs you were talking about. You're the perfect listener for us, and we love you. Thank you for commenting. You're like, I'm pretty sure you guys, this is the take. And then it's like, I was totally wrong. Like, cool.
Yeah, I was trying to remember what our question of the week was, and it turns out our question of the week was, what did we mean by that?
What do you think we meant?
Yeah.
We were talking about Tauruses is what it was in space, creating gravity by having
four Taurus,
the four Tauruses in space. Dude, now we're talking. Now this is where the AI comes in, because I want the Rebel Alliance to not have X-Wings. I want them to have four Tauruses.
Like, but like the 1994 Ford Taurus SHO.
Yeah. Oh, dude, no, that's too fancy for the Alliance. They didn't have that kind of money, okay? That's like, they had, like, Gold Leader gets that, okay? But, like, no one else gets the SHO version.
Gets it in the fancy maroon color.
Can you tell my family was a Ford Taurus family?
Oh, man. From Indiana? Well, no, that's the other half. Whatever.
Yeah, New Mexico.
New Mexico.
I've actually crashed two Ford Tauruses in my life. That's crazy. I hadn't considered that.
I've crashed a Ford Taurus. It wasn't mine, though.
Oh.
It was fun. My best friend, Christian Miller, from my youth. Shout outs to him.
Sup to me. Now, is his name Miller and he's Christian? Do you have like Arab Miller also, or is his first name
Christian? Yes. We have Christian, Arab, and Jewish.
Well, this is going uncomfortably, so that's a pretty good sign.
Yeah, this means it's going to be a good show.
Okay, good. I usually, on a Monday by right now, I didn't get enough sleep the night before, and I'm usually dragging pretty bad. I fell asleep for 3 hours this afternoon.
Hell yeah, congratulations, buddy.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah.
That was great. And
sleeping in the middle of the day is great.
I showed up to the pod with three drinks, two booze, and one water, and so
excellent.
I got a bit of a sheen going from the sweat that I had from my fever dream sleep that I had.
I call that your sunset glow. I like it.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you. Life has been weird. I've been waking up at 2 a.m. with anxiety dreams recently.
Oh, wow.
And that's not common for me at all, especially since I'm on anti-anxiety medicine.
Oh, man. Can I have some of that? It's not working for you?
It doesn't work. It makes your dick not work right.
I don't have that problem.
Okay. Well. Yeah, but turns out that there's an alternative in our probably near future, actually.
Ooh.
And it's exactly what I want it to be. And I want to petition for this show, maybe not Gravy because he works in the government, but for this show to trial. No. Definitely Gravy because he works in the government.
Oh,
I want this show to pioneer the research. I volunteer this show to pioneer the research.
Excellent.
From Gizmodo.com, LSD just passed its biggest trial yet for anxiety.
Oh, hell yeah.
Second major victory this year for Definium Therapeutics and its proprietary version of LSD. I am ready.
I have got years of research on this.
It's been years since I've done research on this, but then I also have years of research on this. Yeah. True. Both things are true. It's going to be most useful for treating generalized anxiety disorder. Gravy, can you Google if LSD affects sexual performance long term?
Long term?
Sorry about your Google, by the way.
Thought you were going to say sorry about your dick.
Yeah, you dumb.
You dumb. Wait. Hold on. We're good.
Well, let me make a mark now so I can actually do it. Okay.
No. We're good. You don't have to do anything. Good.
Oh, yeah. As long as the beep is there, it doesn't have to cover anything. We just have to signify. No.
People will hear the beep, then they'll go, oh, okay. They weren't supposed to say that. So,
yeah, they didn't mean it.
Yeah.
That's our we didn't mean it button, okay?
Yeah.
If it
Thank
was
you
visual,
for understanding.
We would wave a flag that's like, nah, hey, we didn't mean that.
Yeah.
But since it's an audio medium, beep.
LSD can significantly affect sexual performance and experiences.
Long
in a
term
good
or
way?
Short term?
Well, there's positive and negative.
Yeah. Oh, read
positive,
the positives.
Heightened senses, colors, touch, deep connection,
deep.
Altered
deep.
Perception of time.
Not for some of us.
So that like minute and a half lasts
shallow
45.
Shallow connection.
Deep connection.
Well,
potential negatives though, distraction. Difficulty reaching climax, physical hurdles like fatigue or anxiety, and impaired judgment.
Wait, it's supposed to be helping with anxiety. Like, that's not okay.
No. See, Google's a lie.
Enough said.
That's it. Were you reading off the Gemini, off the AI?
No, that was from a...
Go to Ask Jeeves.
Has Jeeves been taken over by AI yet? I don't think it's still alive. I think all that's left of Jeeves is AI.
What's the other one? DuckDuckGo?
Yeah, they're the ones that are selling the smart glasses with no smart features.
Hell yeah.
They're just sunglasses.
I want those.
That's so awesome. They're brilliant for that.
That's so cool.
I should have talked about that on the show. We gotta look that up. So this is usually taken as an oral dissolving tablet with its effects typically lasting between 6 and 12 hours. Okay, which is what you'd expect depending on the dosage. In recent years, it's received attention from scientists as a potential medication for various mental health conditions. Drugs are bad. Okay.
But Greg's job says drugs are bad.
The federal government that oversees the license of my radio station suggests that drugs are bad.
I don't know. I think I'm going to Google that.
Okay, great. Thank you. Anyway, but I remember when I've been around acid, game changing. Like, people often ask me where I feel like Siege is the perfect example of like finding out about it and then being like, well, I'm never going back. And me, I tried to like get back to my normal self, and Siege instead just was, oh, he's been awakened. Is that the word that you were
aroused?
Like, oh, this world is meaningless. Well, that too.
Well, yeah. What was my life philosophy that I told you that you took upon yourself and changed your life while you were here in Florida?
I honestly don't remember, but that doesn't mean I don't remember the gist, which is like,
stop romanticizing life, start sexualizing it.
Oh my God. That is goddamn brilliant. It's like the smartest thing anyone has ever said to me. Well, smartest is probably not it.
No, I'll accept smartest.
Stop romanticizing life. Start sexualizing it. Okay. Responsibly. Sexual. And then I'm going to put below sexualize responsibly. Okay, there we go. That's going to be the title, actually.
Yeah, I was just about to say, there's your title right there. Sexualize responsibly. man.
It did change my life, Siege. I have a ton of gratitude to you for that type of sentiment. Maybe the words aren't exactly, but no, they probably are.
See,
they're
probably use those words. Yeah, they might work with something else, but I prefer to do it this way.
stop lusting for what doesn't exist. What does is like the notion.
Kind of. I mean, more stop romanticizing it. Stop thinking, oh, this could be this.
That's what I mean.
Oh,
like, stop
joyful.
Pining for
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Lust. Yeah. See, I'm trying to get rid of the lusting there, because the lusting is definitely there. Lust for life. Do your thing. Go out there and enjoy it. Take what is available
he's
to you.
He's not wearing a shirt and he's dropping Iggy Pop on us. This is amazing. Not on purpose, by the way. Those things are, there's correlation, but not causation there. Okay.
I like it though.
Yeah, I like it too. I said something in therapy the other day where I was like, the older I get and the more my life seems meaningless. What?
Ooh, yeah. No, I was just asking if you told her I said what's up yet.
I will. If you remind me on Wednesday morning, I'll tell my therapist you say what's up, okay? I think she's your type too. I think so. She's married, but which is probably your type.
Definitely my type.
But I said it in therapy the other day where I was like, as I get older, I start to realize that the pointless, like the chasing after things, after the experiences and all that doesn't actually bring much joy. It's, or like wasting time being upset about things doesn't really do much for you. It's actually like just making dinner is like so much more satisfying, or cleaning your house, or walking the dog, or just like sitting outside and on acid looking at the flowers or whatever. Like that stuff is way more important. I'm starting to choose utility over futility, which I think is,
I like that
a version of what you're saying, which is like, it's futile to romanticize how things could be when you could be having sex with things the way they are. Yes. And so that's the utility part for me.
Like
so,
your flowers in the front yard.
You mean stealing them? Are you stealing my flowers?
I'm deflowering your front yard.
How dare you? Republican Gerg is back. I am angry.
Give me your tulips.
Oh, God damn it. I caught a kid cutting flowers the other day. I like went out and yelled at him. It was all,
they don't stop.
They don't stop. Everyone just thinks what's mine is yours. And like I'm willing to share. I want to be involved.
Yeah.
In the sharing. I would like to know that I'm sharing, not be have it thrust upon me. Uh-oh.
Oh no.
He is risen.
Boy. Where are you?
Hold on. Let's just see if I can. There we go.
He's the author of Eras of Architecture Across Eastern Washington. Currently, our littlest boy, biggest blimp enthusiast.
The littlest helmet.
He's our Captain Ahab chasing his white whale, but your moderator of r/blimp kink. We call him Tony Pizza, but to you, it's Mr. President of the HOA. His head is stuck in a helmet. He's Brandon from the internet.
Woo!
Go Trojans.
Go I Trojans. Need that butthole.
Brandon, missed stay over there. Buddy. The internet works better over there. No, don't go back.
You know
don't
what's
go
hilarious? Back. This is the corner that's the furthest away from the router.
It must have a better line of sight. Whatever.
Yeah.
How you doing, buddy?
Oh, you know, been dead for a while, and
no, you've been on vacation.
No, you're still dead, apparently.
Hi.
Hey guys, I miss you guys.
I miss you too, buddy.
We miss you too.
We were just talking about taking acid for general anxiety disorder, and that's going to be a thing in the future. What do you think?
In the future, we should do it next week.
Well, I want to be part of a clinical study, so that way we can.
I'll take your stats.
I think Greg.
No,
Greg
you don't understand. I want us to determine the science. I want Nerd Talk Plus to do the sumo wrestling meme that you made of us versus science. And it's like, I want us to be part of ruining something historically.
All right,
medical
tomorrow
field.
On the air, reach out to UW and tell them that like to do this, just to dose us.
To give us,
we want to be dosed. Yeah.
Yeah.
They have to be looking for a test group that doesn't want it that bad, you know? Like they're going to have people, like, rolling up to the door and be like, yeah, I'll take acid for anxiety. And they're like, no, you can't want it this much. Like, we need...
on anxiety medicine, though. That's the thing, is that, like, they know that I need it.
Oh, there... Well, fair. But you
and
also can't want acid.
Another one of us must need anxiety medicine, if not more.
Me.
See, there you go.
Especially if it's acid.
I feel like my anxiety medicine probably also, which is just a handful of Adderall, probably also It's not exactly anxiety medicine, but I think it's supposed to help with that.
Well, you took you definitely take boner killing medicines, right?
I take a boner killing medicine that doesn't kill boners anymore, so that's good.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
prove it.
That's cool. Siege sent a thing to the group Instagram that I've seen a lot recently, and I don't know why it keeps showing up to me, but it's definitely like you need to be measuring, you need to be taking photos of your vegetables from below.
We've talked about your artful pictures of your penis.
Yeah.
I believe you. Okay.
You never sent them to us.
No. Ugh.
Your artful like portraits. I feel like you talked about how you were like taking like tasteful nudes.
Yeah, no. Greg, we're a family here. You need to share.
That sounds awful.
We'll help you figure out the best one.
I've sent, in my life, there have been two photographs of my penis that someone else has seen. Let's put it that way.
I got both of them.
What? Nope. You might have eventually gotten them from somebody else, but I did not send them to you, okay? One I sent to Maria, okay?
Wait. Hold on. There we go.
And thank you. And the other one, there's a new rule, Brandon. If Siege plays that beep, it negates whatever we said previously as if it's the we're just joking button.
Okay? Oh, okay. Okay, cool.
I'll still be beeping everything because I'm terrified of Siege's methods, but yes, that's fine.
It works, though. Okay. Everybody forgives us for everything.
We'll say something true about science and he'll hit the beep.
Oh, no. That just gets marked. Cut out completely.
Okay. Like our new game. The other one was after I proposed to my wife, former current wife, I took the box that the ring came in and I put my wiener in there because it had a light built into it.
Hell yeah!
I took a picture of that and I was going to send it to my brother because I thought that he would think that was very funny.
You don't think we're your brothers who would think that's very funny?
Listen, I'm not commenting on that. That's not what this point is because this was 10 years ago.
Okay? Do you know, this podcast, here's a question.
5 years old.
That I haven't even considered, is girth hereditary? Like, do your brothers have it?
It's weak.
Dude. Can you ask them? Can you ask your Republican brothers if they have girth?
You know what? We're all going to be together in October. I've got a cloth measuring tape right here, literally.
Why is it pink?
Contrast.
I like it. To the orange?
I don't have an orange. Do you have an orange?
I don't know.
Oh, Florida. Never, works. My bad.
It's black, so it's just like it has.
Wait, hold on. There we go.
Okay, good.
See, Brandon didn't mean that.
I'm right on top of it.
Okay, when we come back, we'll get into some nerd talk and we'll do This Week in Dreams next on Nerd Talk Plus.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, dudes. So the flock cameras, does everyone know what that is? Flock cameras?
Hell yeah, I'm stealing a ton of them.
Where they're tracking people. Great. Nothing like making this show complicit in Siege's crime.
They got gold in them.
Okay, well. we have another story about...
I forgot that if they have gold in them, it's like pirate rules. So if you get to keep it.
It's true.
Well, to be fair, he is Florida adjacent in Southern Florida. Or excuse me, America adjacent in Southern Florida. So that's... different rules down there for sure. Yeah. That's great. Pirate by sea law is what.
he's seafaring.
Yes. As long as you knock the flock camera over via cannon, it's fine. It's yours.
Perfect.
The booty is yours, Siege.
Well, the booty is always mine, my friends.
Everett Washington getting some flock cameras. People are very upset about that because they don't want to be monitored by police constantly. The flock cameras basically track license plates and traffic, and then they can, like, one cop like use like a series of 800 cameras to track somebody who got an abortion out of state and then went back to Texas and they arrested her, and like that's insane behavior or whatever. So people are like rightfully pretty freaked out. But then this one dude came up with a solution. He debuted it at an AI cybersecurity conference in Las Vegas. He covered a small Toyota in an AI-generated pattern that confuses flock cameras, and the flock camera can't tell if it's there. It's basically the stealth fighter of small Toyota two-door cars. You can read more at techspot.com. It totally works also in tricking the cameras into not recognizing what they're seeing and thus not snapping photos of the license plate. I want to know how long you think you could get away with it before they updated the flock camera, you know, database to be able to train it to find you. And are the cybersecurity people, do you think that they're only leading to the flock cameras being stronger in the future?
It's an inside job. He's training the flock cameras to be better. Also, think about every time they update their firmware, you have to then go in and reskin your car. Yeah.
It seems like a quite a bit of a stretch, but like, what if, you know, like smart fabrics and stuff like that are about to blow up. That's like the next big innovation. What if we get panels that we put on the cars that we can then just change the print that's on it?
Everybody's just getting wraps every week.
But what if it's just one wrap and it digitally changes? Like, what if we could make it so it's...
I was thinking about this earlier today, not this specific thing, but about how once once customization and, like, I guess the ability to, like, manufacture anything becomes just generally public, like available to the general public. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. Once it becomes available to everybody, well, here's what I was thinking. It shouldn't be. Everybody doesn't need all this stuff. Like, the earth is hurtling toward being full of everybody's garbage. Yeah. And I was at a four-year-old baseball game tonight, and there was a mom on the other team holding a, like,
you know, they've been playing for 4 years?
It's worse than cricket.
She was holding a 3-foot by 3-foot, like, cutout of her kid's head that I'm like, this will make sense for one season before she has to put it in her wall.
Brandon, I doubt you listened to it because I doubt you listened to the show, but last week you talked about how if your whole house burned down, but except for in the walls, all that was left was Siege and I topless in there, and like, people come around later and think, like, oh my God, who were these guys? They must have been so important. Build it back around them.
Build back Gregor.
Put us atop a pyramid.
You're right, like, though, like, because like the Jimothy thing, which is insane to me, like I made fun of Jimothy tattoos, and then I found out, like, this hot chick that I like got one, and I was like, well, I mean, you're kind of a dummy, because, like, if you got a tattoo based on an internet phenomenon, like, a week later, it's not cool anymore or whatever. I mean, hers looks fine or whatever. Who cares? You do you, lady. But that being said, I did feel bad. But, like, that night, Jimothy was on Thursday, and then on Friday night, there was Jimmy Eat World, and there was multiple people with signs and shirts that said Jimothy Eat World.
Yeah.
And I was like, how mad did I make you?
Objectively hilarious.
Oh!
Oh, not... Wait a second. You weren't here when...
when I got mad about this?
Yeah. And stayed silent for a good 4 minutes.
Oh, yeah. See, just being a troll, and then I got mad.
I was playing Raccoon Sounds. I was going, are you listening?
Pretty funny. I was being very serious, and Siege was like, nah, not today. And I was like, okay,
well, nope, not happening.
I just cut that whole part out, and then you couldn't even tell I was mad. It was great.
Yeah.
No, but it's just this idea that everybody has access to all of this stuff, and it's like, The reason that AI shouldn't exist is because I think we need more people to manufacture things, because when like the general public has too much time on their hands, they just create a bunch of just crap. Just in general, like, and then we're gonna have a bunch of cars wrapped in the stupidest stuff you've ever seen.
Hell yeah!
And it's gonna be an assault on your eyes
and your ass for some reason.
Yeah, good girth.
Yeah,
your girth is not a good or bad thing. That's what I'm trying to come to terms with here.
The Toyota girth.
Girth is zen.
Dude, the Toyota girth.
That would be amazing. I want the Lexus one with all leather interior.
I feel like the Tundra.
Is it made out of foreskins?
The Tundra already kind of is a girth.
Yeah, it's true. It's pretty
the
thick.
Tundra, you said?
It's pretty built.
The Tundra does feel a little bit like girthian.
Guys, I do not have an impressive dick.
Is it blocky like the Tundra?
Do you think the Tundra's impressive, Greg?
Do you have a iForce Max hybrid option?
Yeah.
I don't. I
was waiting for you to say something.
What would a hybrid penis be?
This is where my brain went. I was water-powered? Well, I feel like it's either up or down.
Yeah.
And so there's not really much middle ground for me. I'm pretty excitable. So it's not like...
It's got to be when it's up, when you think it should be down. So you can make it be up. That'd have to be the hybrid.
What if you could control it to be down on command?
Whoa.
Whoa. Brandon, this is a total tangent. Brandon, do you read Romantasy?
No.
Yes, he does.
It just dawned on me that
he writes it.
It just dawned on me that you probably should.
Why?
Because you love fantasy.
Okay.
And then if you add boners to it.
Okay. I'm listening.
Go on.
I'm about to finish the third book of the Crescent City series, and every 6 months or so, I put out a thing that's like, I want like lengthy, I'm trying to use words that don't get thrown at me, lengthy novels that I can listen to as audiobooks. What do you got? And people suggest things. And one of my coworkers, a male, DM'd me to be like, what are your thoughts about Romantasy? And I was like, ha, 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 good one, nerd. And he was like, no, I'm being fully serious. And I was like, oh, am I being close-minded? I guess.
Yeah,
and my
boss
and my coworker, they're both ladies and they're both super into it. So I was like, okay. And I listened to a 30-hour book and it was basically terrible. That sounds gross.
That was amazing.
Yeah, pretty cool. 30-hour book, terrible. Second book, way worse. And now the third book is like tying it all together and it's pretty cool.
No.
But I also don't like fantasy very much. And so I don't know if it's just me, but then I'll be driving and it's like literally the words, his throbbing and I'm like, as I'm driving, like,
was that our phone call earlier?
I'm like, I am, as you can imagine, I'm like, oh, I'm uncomfortable. I'm eating teriyaki in my car today. And it's like,
the windows are open at school pickup.
You laugh. But I definitely get to school and I'm like, boop, 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 boop.
Just turn that down
because people that drive by me all the time with the windows up talking on their phones where you hear exactly what the other person is saying in Mandarin is crazy.
There's just like a bunch of words you don't understand. Girth. But then a bunch of words you don't understand.
Wow, wow.
This podcast has 30 million listeners in China.
We're popular on Himalaya.
We should get this. We should use AI to translate this and then send it to China and see what happens.
We can.
Instant celebrities. Great. Are we still big on Red Note or Death Note, whatever it was? Can we get big on Death Note?
This is so crazy.
Yes. Can we get on Death Note?
If I ever die, look at my phone. I have a Death Note, just so everyone knows. I have thoughts and I've written them about people. I need to know.
It's just the airing of the grievances.
Yes.
Can we write out everybody's obituaries? I know I'm still on this. I want to do it.
Yeah, absolutely. We were supposed to do therapy with some lady at some point too, but I didn't.
Yeah, I know, but I can never wrangle you guys all to be here at the same time unless I'm like dive bombing in with Greg's ex.
Okay.
I filled out the thing and I think it was leading me. It was very leading.
Do not do that again, Siege.
Why not?
Siege. You have to wait at least 2 years.
I know.
Greg is, okay, he's on probation.
Don't think I don't have things in my calendar.
I've recently broken up with somebody, Brandon, and I don't. It's too soon. It'll be.
And here's the thing. I don't want to be associated with every time I end up actually coming to the show. Greg's like, oh no. When's the other shoe going to drop?
Guys, let me introduce our guest.
Swear to God, if gets on here, I'm going to freak out. Okay. We're talking Chinese technology. Are we talking airplanes or trains?
Ooh, I like both. What about their car?
Airplanes, got it. Chinese aero industry or aerial industry. I don't know how you say that. What the
areola?
The Chinese nipple industry is being like, land the airplane in my mouth. I regret everything all of the time.
You're good.
Thank you.
It's canon, the Chinese aerial industry.
Okay. So you sent me a video today where it was like, Chinese single moms, how much do they feed you when it was boobs? That's for sure.
What is a flying saucer but a flying nipple?
Yeah, see?
It's true.
Saucer shaped. China's hard at work on changing the airline industry. They want to introduce a flying wing design for an aircraft for commercial passenger flight. A flying wing, perhaps that you'd be familiar with, is the B-2 stealth bomber. It looks like a triangle or like a hang glider that flies. That one specifically is a real pain in the butt because it needs like thousands of computer corrections every minute in order to be able to stay aloft because there's so few surfaces to control the air flight that humans, without the computer, that is an unflyable craft. So obviously China's not going to do that, but they think that they could fit, as opposed to the Airbus A380, which can hold 555 passengers, they think with this gigantic wing plane, they could fit more than 800 people on one flight.
Hell yeah.
Which I think sounds crazy.
800 Chinese people?
Yes.
Okay.
But also, I think also 800 non-Chineses as well.
Okay.
I noticed that what the Chinese people put on their food TikTok is just as disgusting as ours.
Like, I think it's better disgusting. It's more sauces, better cheeses.
But I'm just saying, I don't know that China is not going to be suffering from the same obesity problem that America is in the near future. Only they've got four times as many people, maybe five.
No, because they care about their people.
Well.
So what is this? Does this airplane just look like a big boomerang?
Yeah, kind of.
Cool.
Sweet.
There are challenges with the design, though, however. And
it's like, we don't care about this. It looks like a boomerang? Sick. We're in.
Nice.
Also, did Paul Hogan throw it? Sick.
His areolas. Paul Hogan's nipples. There it is.
0.76 inches.
It's true. He has kind of like, think about it. That's kind of a small nipple. It's like the carnival ride. Everybody's on the thing and on the wall, like, ah!
Yeah, the Gravitron! Oh.
Yeah. No, the Scrambler!
The Scrambler!
The Scrambler!
Do I have that still? Am I allowed to play that?
That was on last week, too. Jeez. Scrambler's been making an appearance. This is good. So this thing's a giant, like, triangle, basically, flying through the sky. Maybe it looks kind of UFO-ish. The problem is that the further away you get from the spine of the plane, the more things wobble as you're going. So if you look out the window of your airplane when you're flying, you'll notice the wings kind of flopping around, right? Well, if your seat was out there, then you'd be like, I'm sure it would, yeah, and you'd have to put up with that. Now, they're going to have to figure out how to do something about that because people will just be barfing nonstop.
Yeah.
Or that's where you make the cheap seats, or I don't know, less windows as well. So that kind of isn't great for humans who are cooped up in a flying machine or whatever. But they have to like work on reinforcing those things to make it actually feasible because it's difficult. It must be space age materials that they're going to use from their space program in order to make it so it's rigid but light. And then people pointed out that like, well, just make an A380. Like when you make those materials, just make it
that lighter and make that cost less. And so no matter what you do to develop the flying wing, you're going to make your other airlines cheaper and more efficient also. And so why do you need the flying wing other than to push technology forward?
Because it's and freaking cool.
Push that many more people out, I guess.
Especially, you know, China's got over 1.5 billion people. It's like 1.6 or 7, I think, is the last I saw. And people going from place to place there with a booming economy like that. They like, you know, it's harder to find airports that can handle it because the thing is so massive. In order to take off and land, you need a lot more space.
Well, luckily, they have high-speed rail.
Yeah, that's... The Chinese have spent the last 50 years working on infrastructure quietly in the background, which is incredible.
Yeah.
It's so smart, you know, for whatever their problems are. We've got similar ones, I guess. And so I don't know enough about their government and stuff to really comment, but they're doing things now that they're able to do because they grew as a superpower while we were busy jorking it and making $100 a time. Yeah.
Yes.
How long have you not had your shirt on this whole time, Siege?
Yeah. I knew you were coming.
Pop
tonight.
Reference earlier too, without being meaning to. It was awesome.
Wow. Do you have any? Now that we're talking about it, or now that we have talked about it, Siege, do you have any weird internet memes tattooed on your body?
Oh yeah, good call.
Do I have any weird internet memes? Just you know, the OG, the S.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
That's not like an internet
that's
meme
got,
though.
That's
like,
got staying power. That's like before internet. Yeah.
Yeah, no Jimothy, if that's what you're asking.
Yeah. Man, okay. No man and tree tattoos. If you have a man and tree tattoo, the original Jimothy.
I feel like Doge was another one. I would be so mad at Elon for ruining that.
Did I ever tell you guys like the original Doge is a buddy of mine's dog?
Yeah.
In Bellingham?
Yeah.
It's insane.
Actually, well, I think the dog was based in Mount Lake Terrace. The dog sounds like the dog has like its headquarters in Mount Lake Terrace.
It has vacations in the Swiss Alps, though.
Yeah.
Did I hear right that the Mariners released a Jimothy drink where it's just a trash can with a raccoon tail on it?
They have milked every drop of raccoon milk out of that they possibly could.
Oh, I would totally try raccoon
cheese?
Milk. Yes.
You make raccoon cheese?
Yes. God, I miss you, Brandon. Somebody else to make me feel like I'm smart.
Also, I will answer how I always answer that question. Why not?
Yes.
Like, what's stopping us?
Yeah.
It's a little harder to milk a whale. I get it. That's hard to do. Yeah. But like at the same time, like once we do.
Well, they said the fat content of a whale's milk is too high to effectively make cheese, right? So
get over it. We'll figure it out. Like
butter.
I got sawdust. Like whatever, dude. Like we'll be fine.
I feel like a Jimothy milk should be fine.
I think.
Can you imagine him like sitting back with his little short spine, and you're just like.
The other weird thing about Jimothy is he only has two human nipples.
Well.
Two Paul Hogan nipples.
You know what they say is that he's actually a secret lab in Wuhan. He's part of their areola program.
Oh, my God.
All right. Let's take a quick break and come back with a fun game.
Shall we play a game?
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
It's Sophia with an F, Franklin with a Y, and if you're looking for some bubblegum dum-dum podcast, then you are in the wrong place, baby. Whether I'm reminiscing on the trials and tribulations of working in the corporate world to recapping today's latest reality TV show, you're going to want to pull up a chair and stick around. It's a good time and always 100% unfiltered. Follow and listen to Sophia with an F wherever you get your podcasts.
Brandon, we've missed you from the I've missed you personally, but we've missed you from the show that I'm not even prepared to do our epic award-winning feature on this game. Not game, on the show.
Show us your dick.
favorite new game show.
Let me switch views so it's just Brandon. Okay, go ahead, Brandon. Wait. But no, not you. Okay, good.
Wait, I gotta get the right angle according to the...
Can you play the...
Yes.
Too much thigh.
No, not enough. Oh, okay, there we go.
That's better. Yeah. There we go. Yeah, I could see that guy's right, dude.
See?
If you angle the camera underneath your paint and then you point up, that's great. I hope Catherine walks in while you're doing this. Yeah. next time Brandon's on, he's living in a crappy apartment.
All by myself.
Horse Ghost Manor by myself.
The ghost of Horse Piss Manor.
Yeah.
Can you play the Guinness Time music, please?
Oh, yeah. Forget
it. Wait, real quick. Can I tell you guys sure. about, of all of the AIs, I think that Google's is the worst.
Here's
I just really quickly wanted to have an answer to the question, could you make raccoon cheese? And Google Gemini.
I feel like I heard a show already established that you can, yeah. But okay, go ahead.
Google responded, no, you cannot make cheese out of raccoon milk. Raccoons are wild animals and carnivores/omnivores, so they're not farmed for dairy. Cheese is made from the milk of domesticated hoofed animals like cows, goats, sheep, water buffalo, which I think we've discovered this before, that water buffalo milk is a thing.
Brandon's version.
Why raccoon milk does not work for cheese? Diet digestion. They don't yield large enough volumes of milk.
All of these are just excuses.
No,
Google.
So then domestication. Dairy animals have been bred over thousands of years for high milk, blah, blah, blah. Safety and legality. Milking wild raccoons is impractical, unsafe, and presents high risk of transmitting diseases. And I said,
Doesn't mean I won't do it.
I said, yeah. But could you? Which is my original question. And Google Gemini responds with this. No, it's physically impossible for me to make raccoon cheese. I am an AI, so I lack the physical. And I'm like, you son of a...
Don't get semantic on me.
And I said, no, I mean, could someone? And it said, if a human dedicated enough time, money, and effort to try it, it is still practically impossible to make actual cheese from a raccoon. And I didn't say from a raccoon. I meant from raccoon milk. But they say from a raccoon. But if you blended up a raccoon, could you make cheese from its pertinent parts?
Do baby raccoons suckle milk from mom's boobs? Yes.
Yes, I think.
Therefore, cheese.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not practical.
A female raccoon only produces a few tablespoons of milk at a time. You would have to trap, restrain, and milk hundreds of wild raccoons simultaneously.
I think that's a job for this show. There's each one of us could do it. Okay, Greg, you trap them. I'll restrain them. Brandon, you milk them. Gravy, film the whole thing.
Gravy got the best job. me trapping raccoons? That sounds awful.
All right, fine. We'll do it. Gravy, you trap the raccoon. Greg, you film it, but also earn a couple $100 for us at the same time.
For the most part, if I'm reading something on the internet, it's been said before, so there's not a lot of brand new sentences on the internet. Yeah. I do feel like you would have to trap, restrain, and milk hundreds of wild raccoons simultaneously might be a brand new sentence.
AI is good for something.
Could you imagine how much that one special, like, hunk morsel of Jimothy cheese would be?
Do we know if Jimothy's a boy or a girl? Because then we're talking about different products.
Doesn't matter. Yeah, I was going to say, one's Brandon's
version. Does, and actually, I'm going to disagree with you, Gemini. It does matter, okay? If
it's Jimothy versus Jimothy.
Gemini. Okay.
Gemini. Okay. Well, listen, when the AI takes all of our jobs and we have nothing to do, we're making raccoon cheese and selling it to the billionaires, okay?
Oh, my God.
This is Jimothy cheese. You need to buy it. And they'll be like, I'll give you... It'll be like in Star Wars when they're giving Rey one half portion.
Yeah.
Oh, I can spread my cheese on my expando bread. Okay. Give us time. What are those things called? The
castanets?
Pan flute?
Were you clack, clack, clack,
yeah,
clack,
castanets. Clack,
clack with your fingers?
Castanets.
I feel like that zone could use a couple castanet rattles in there.
But it wouldn't sound as Peruvian Irish if we did that. It would just sound more Peruvian.
You should send a message to our good friend of the show, Brooke R. Bean. She has castanets that she likes to bring to baseball games.
Oh, I should send her that song and she can listen to it and record.
I think she knows the song. She hums it.
Well, I want it to be in time is the problem.
Why?
Hi, Brooke. Thank you. That's a fair point, Siege. You
can we? All can right. you play with your trumpet?
Oh, can I? No. Will I? Absolutely.
Yes.
Okay, I'm looking for our first thing. There's been so many, and I don't know where to start. Okay, fastest time to crush 50 cans, it looks like, of beer with one hand. It's an old man, and he's got a glove on, and he's going doosh, 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 like this. He's smashing cans down a row. Concrete block, can on top, laying on its side, smash, jizz.
Yeah. Are they full? Are they full?
Yeah, they're full.
Oh.
Brandon, you're returning for the first time in forever, but we'll make Gravy go first. Gravy, fastest time to crush 50 cans with the hand. In seconds, please.
38 seconds.
38 seconds, says Gravy. Next, Brandon.
25
seconds. Oh, as a reminder for anyone who's new to Guinness Time is a game where we guess Guinness World Records, and whoever gets closest without going over, Price is Right rules, is the winner. Siege?
Has it been that long since we played it?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's been two episodes, I guess, probably, because it's been a long time since we've played it, but we didn't air that episode until 2 weeks ago. So.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Dang it. Why did you have to say 25, Brandon? I'm going to go with $1.
Fastest time to crush 50 cans with the hand. Congratulations to 21.3 seconds, Muhammad Hammerhands. Karamanovic, Mr. Hammerhand, to you on Instagram. Siege on the board.
Yes.
I was just picturing like an old white farmer.
It is an old white farmer.
Oh, it is an old white farmer.
Where do you get those names? I want to play.
Could you beep, please? Because Brandon's being racist.
No.
No. That's not racist.
No, I just mean that it feels like all of our guys are all of the guys that win all of this stuff are Muhammads. Is that racist?
No. It's for the people.
Yeah, all right, whatever.
God, I hate these. These records are so bad. Most cities visited. I should get the book, and I should just open to a random page and then just be like, longest fingernails or whatever. That's the one that always sticks out in my mind.
I hate those ones. So gross. Brown fingernails. Yeah. How do you measure those two? They're all curly. You use your pink tape measure.
Mm-hmm. For contrast.
Oh my God. The future is here and it is awful. Largest multi-rotor drone QR code formation.
You kidding me?
They made a QR code in the sky, it's like using drones with lights on them. They made some other stuff like a Monet painting and stuff, but then they put a QR code in the sky to make a world record. I hate this one more than any of the other ones that we've done ever.
Scan it. It'll take you to nerdtalkplus.com.
It'd be so awesome if we hacked it so they did that.
.com.
.com.
Everybody's browser crashes.
How many drones does it take to make the world's largest QR code in the sky? Gravy?
6,900.
Yes, nice guess.
Ooh, nice.
Brandon?
4,000.
200.
Nope.
What a difference. Oh, wait. Sorry.
No, you meant it.
Yeah, I did mean it. No,
it applies. But Siege?
Man. 2 million.
Brandon just gets up and leaves me.
This has become a thing. Every single time he's on the show here. Now, he just gets up and leaves. It's awesome.
Siege?
2 billion.
2 billion?
Yeah, sure.
You let Gravy win that one, Siege, with your wild guess at largest multi-rotor drone QR code formation, 9,370. The largest aerial logo formed by multi-rotors is 9,985. Largest aerial word formed by multi-rotor drones, 9,975. And largest, you like this one, flying LED screen.
Oh.
9,969 drones.
Nice.
Wow. That's
what is the largest areola?
What did they show? They showed Crocodile Dundee too.
They did Monet's Starry Night. They did.
Wait, Monet's not Starry Night.
No, that's.
That's Vincent.
That's Vincent Van Gogh.
The only reason I know that is NoFX.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
Wait, what did they show on their large starry LED screen?
I don't know. It went by too fast.
They showed the 2013 Seahawks winning in the Super Bowl.
Most nose to ground handstand push-ups in 1 minute, female doing a full upright handstand, feet in the air. She does a push-up and touches her nose to the mat.
You see that video?
Supported or unsupported?
Unsupported.
Can we get a
circus person.
A name or a nationality?
So she's going.
She's Austrian, I think.
Full, like, arms extended all the way down to the nose, all the way back, arms extended.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Not like a bunch of these little.
Yeah.
This is crazy skill, dude. She's like. All vertical, right. Up dope. And down, and then she's doing a push-up where she goes to 90 degrees.
Wow. In 1 minute?
With her
how
arms.
Many in 1 minute?
Yeah, how many in 1 minute? Gravy.
42.
Brandon?
32.
And Siege?
22.
You're all wrong. Round two, Gravy.
Wait, we're all over?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
19.
Brandon?
12.
Siege?
$1.
Most nose-to-ground handstand push-ups in 1 minute female by Stephanie Millinger of, I think, Austria. Red, white, red is the flag.
Yeah.
Congratulations. She did 12.
Whoa!
Does that mean we're tied at one?
One's all around.
One all.
Yeah. Except for Gravy. Right. He's got none.
No, that's a good point. That's a good point.
Yeah, I did forget about that.
It's the dumbest joke, but I love freaking doing it all the time. I get a kick out of seeing him laugh.
Longest hair on a living person, female.
Ooh.
Where is it? Okay.
I don't want to beep it. Where are we measuring from?
How many furloughs?
It's a lady.
We're measuring it in hands.
Yeah, it's from
country of origin.
And it's I'm not telling you.
Can
and
you it's her sense?
Hair. It wasn't the hair on her. It was the hair on her head.
Okay.
How long was it?
Okay. Are we measuring from the haunches?
Gravy.
16 feet.
What'd you say, Gravy?
He didn't specify that it was a human lady.
I actually did.
Okay. Hey, Greg, here's the thing. I don't listen to this podcast when I'm not on it. I don't listen to it when I am on it.
Here's the thing.
Oh, you're going to miss your intro.
Duh. Brandon?
What'd you say, Gravy?
16.
16 what?
Feet.
Oh, okay.
Pumpkins. God damn it, I hate that I said that. I'm sorry.
Well, now that I know we're measuring in pumpkins. Oh, man. I'm going to say 12 feet.
And Siege.
12 meters.
Nice, dude.
Well, so unfortunately. Many.
That'd be the longest sentence.
Try again. Everyone's over.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Longest hair on a living person, female.
9 feet.
9 feet.
9 feet, 1 inch.
9 feet, 1 inch. Siege?
9 inches from the balls.
Well, okay. Longest hair on a living person, female, measured from someone else's balls, apparently. 8 feet, 10 inches. Congratulations. Oh. With 2 points and the win, Siege.
I'll be right
back. This has been Guinness time. Brandon's out of here.
Greatest game ever.
Okay. Well, this has been a painfully long show. Too long didn't listen, formerly known as What Did We Learn This Week? After all, this is a heady show. Joining us to school us at the end is Gravy.
Well, we learned Brandon's going to be rebuilding Spokane by selling raccoon cheese and whale butter at the Horse Ghost Manor there.
At the Horse Ghost Manor farmer's market?
Yep. Greg, you're moving to Italy to at least eat good food while you walk into a volcano on LSD.
Oh, dude, you get me. Gravy gets me.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
And then Siege is starting a flock-defeating car wrap company in Florida, but it's just pictures of our junk.
How do you know?
Also, guys, if Siege says send me pictures of your junk, don't do it.
No, just do it. It's okay.
Nerd talk, yeah! What if the thing you're listening to right now never got interrupted? What if it could play uninterrupted from room to room on Sonos? What if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? What if you really like how it feels and you become a Sonos person who can't stop saying to their friends, "What if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels?" Because it's not magic, but it's not not magic.